morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday, September 11th, 2018. It is 9 a.m. and we're here in the BCC conference room for a legal counsel update. Item number one is power of attorney form for county real property located at 350 Bow Hill Road.
I think we probably didn't get this to you before the meeting, so we're going to present it to you at this time.
Okay.
And this is your standard power of attorney for the purpose of maintenance. Cell tower.
They're building something.
Oh, they're building something.
Right? They're adding something to their existing tower.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Any questions about this at all?
Do you have more?
Oh.
Sorry, I just didn't get one, so I was like, "What are y'all looking? Did you get one?"
Nope. Don't need one.
Okay.
It's just fine. Let's move forward. That's fine.
Okay.
The form is just the regular form.
What's that?
The form is the same one you guys always sign.
Okay. Okay, item number two, MOU with City of Cape Junction Common Council for planning and implementation of improvements to security, lighting, and safety in downtown Cape Junction.
Consent. It's going to be a consent.
Oh, it's
going to
go on next week.
We can do it now. It's just a power of attorney. It doesn't do anything. Yeah, that's fine. I'd make a motion to approve the power of attorney.
Okay.
Apologize, Mr. Chair. For
real property at 350 Bow Hill Road.
Yeah, that'll do.
That'll work. 370 Bow Hill Road, right?
I have 350 online.
Well, this says 370, so can we verify which one we're actually approving?
The property question on Bow Hill Road.
That'll
the
work.
Property on Bow Hill Road. By a second.
370.
370, okay.
Well,
agenda needs to.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
I'll second.
That.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 3-0. Okay. And that'll go on consent?
No, I think
just
it doesn't
it.
Even need to do that. Okay. All right. We'll just draw.
Totally doable.
Okay. Item number two.
If you could sign two originals, then you can have one.
Yeah.
Give one to them.
Okay.
I see that. Yep, item two, right. Okay, there was a change that's been proposed since the board last approved this MOU. And the change consists of one word. And that word, I don't have the red line.
It's okay, I have it. There's a concept of the revolving loan being just an outright grant, which I'm not opposed to the idea of. It's a dollar for dollar match, so they have to put up a dollar. So there's no loan element to keep track of. It's a $50,000 of the sale of the property, and it'll be leveraged to do $100,000 worth of work at 50 at 1:1. So that's that was one of the changes. There was one other change.
Yeah,
but they don't have to pay that back.
No.
Okay.
No, and actually for accounting purposes, I'm sure Arthur is just fine with that being a grant program as opposed to a revolving loan in perpetuity. The other one has to do with, on the second page, there's the element of review. It's down on the bottom there, review and approve, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, section 4B. And so it would, it currently states construction for review by the Board of County Commissioners. It would now state construction for review and approval by the Board of County Commissioners.
It's just important that we have an opportunity to review and approve this. So I'm interested, if there's one of those you didn't say.
And this is for the security lighting and stuff?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that we are not appropriating too much in the administrative element. It needs to go to tangible, we'll be able to point to something. So that's really key. And so honestly, I'd like to be able to get this brushed up and ready to discuss potentially under other. I don't know that we have to make an action for it. It didn't make it onto the weekly business session for tomorrow, but it's in CJ, and I'd like to be able to talk about it there. So if we can just do that. We have talked about this for months. It's gone to the city, and the city made some changes. That one in particular of going from a revolving loan to a grant program, and that was fine with me.
So it can't be added to the agenda still?
No. I think we can just, because it's
24 hours.
Yeah.
It's a night meeting. We have over 24 hours.
Oh.
I'm okay with just doing it under other two. It's fine. So it's up to you guys. I don't really, we can do it next week. There's no real rush.
I like the idea of talking about it while we're out in Cave Junction with them, and that it's over 24 hours. We can get it noticed so people know it's going to be on the agenda.
If you guys are happy with it, we can adjust the agenda.
I agree with Commissioner Morgan. I think that'd be an ideal time to at least bring it up, and they can have public comment. If it's under other, they're at, it's after public comment, and they wouldn't be able to weigh in on that.
Fine.
So if that
sounds good,
works out, I think that's...
On that matter, just...
I just don't want it perceived in that we're doing something last minute, and we don't want, you know, the notice. It's going to look funny to them, like we did this... like on purpose, but this was the first meeting to talk about it.
Didn't they send it back to us?
Yeah, just the email came up.
We can justify why it's being adjusted at the last minute, but it won't say that on the agenda. And so people will say, oh, sure, you could just trying to get this through. I mean, it's a positive thing. It's not like we're trying to take something from them. We're trying to give them $100,000. So $150,000 if you count the grand part. Too. So, I don't know. That sounds good. I think we can.
I think you have me convinced. So tomorrow night, you know, we have a spokesperson.
I couldn't have done it any faster.
You couldn't have done it any better. So
this is the day that I can get it before you. Legal and I have worked on it, and it's ready to go. So let's do it.
On that topic, as far as agenda, if you're going to be adjusting, it would be nice to allow a time for a discussion between the City Council of Cave Junction and the BCC.
Are they invited? We're not doing, it's not a town hall, it's a board meeting.
I understand, but we don't have the town halls anymore, and most of them do attend. It might be worth just having a placeholder of any comments from the City Council or something like that, a dialogue, just to kind of acknowledge, since we are in their chamber. And we don't do the town hall anymore.
Can we add that?
Sure.
Let's do that.
It might be worth emailing their city recorder, just give them a heads up. So
they can let the council be in case they have any questions, okay? Mm-hmm. So we'll add council comment. Okay. Anything else on this MOU? Nothing at all? Okay,
nothing.
Sounds good. Item number three, additional subject matter from commissioners. Commissioner Morgan?
Do you have an update from AOC yesterday? You stayed for the budget section.
They are going to be bringing some updates to us at the district meeting that's coming up in a week regarding the road fund payback options, and as well as the budget afterwards was they're going to be bringing back on the meeting next month a proposal for raising dues. So those are both coming up in the next month, and we'll have an opportunity to vote on that, I believe, at the AOC meeting in November. So just as a heads up, they didn't have
the repayment plan is just assessing an increase in dues for
They didn't decide on the dues. Matter of fact, they want to do an assessment. They'll come back at the next meeting next month and have a report for us. They'll probably present it around the 1st of October. Then we'll discuss it on the October 8th meeting. The road fund is about $900,000 debt that they have, that we've received the benefit of, and the decision was how did the members pay that back. Do we pay that back? What's the process?
Let's not get confused, paying it back is an option.
It's not an option. We owe the debt.
That's what I mean to say.
So it's a matter of how they're breaking it down. So the recommendation was to do a formula based on how membership dues are related, and that's going to be presented at the district meeting next week. That's here in town. So that'll come back. The other thing is they did agree and approve to do a further assessment audit of the road fund and any expenses paid to a couple of the AOC staff, basically keeping a promise that the mess that they got into won't be repeated by tracking down exactly where it was and what happened. So that with the knowledge, they know, one, that they're building a budget based on what their actual expenses are, and two, that they don't repeat mistakes of the past, if mistakes existed.
Is everybody involved in the road fund repayment?
Yes.
All counties?
All counties, with the exception trying to decide if Jackson County is or not. So it's either a 35 county payback or a 36, depending on if Jackson County joins the ranks. Jackson County has been invited to the district meeting. And they're taking part in the meetings, which is interesting. I mean.
Well, they're still members of the road fund, just because they're not part of ALC.
Public safety. They were on the phone with public safety yesterday. So it's just kind of one of those things. They're attending AOC meetings, but not members.
Well, they were still paying road dues, so.
Okay.
That should be.
So the payback should include them.
That's their correct.
It would include them.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Anything else, Commissioner Harris, you have anything?
No, not today.
Okay, then we will move along. And today is Tuesday, September 11, 2018, at 9:11 a.m. 9:11. The Josephine County Board of Commissioners will now meet in executive session for the following agenda items. Item 4, executive session. 4A is the lease of county real property located at 1222 Redwood Avenue. ORS 192.6602E. Item B is lease of county real property located at 870 Redwood Highway, ORS 192.6602E. Item C is lease of county real property located between 5th and D Streets, ORS 192.6602E. I don't know how I can get between 5th and D Streets, so it can be at the corner of 5th and D. And then item D is county real properties for auction, ORS 192.6602E. E is County of Lynn versus State of Oregon, Estate Forestry Department, Forest Trust Lands Case, Lynn County Case Number 16CV07708-ORS 192.6602H. And F is confidential memo regarding Tiger Preservation Center investigation, ORS 192.6602F. Three representatives of the news media and designated staff to be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience were asked to leave the room. Approved representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session. As previously announced, no decision may be made in executive session. At the end of executive session, we will return to open session and welcome the audience back into the room. The recorder will now be turned off at 9:13 a.m. So somebody got a recap?
It's recording.
There's nothing.
Oh, it's recording.
Nothing to say.
Okay. We're back in session at 10:08. So let's have a recap on 4A, B, C.
There's nothing to say, Mr. Chair. I just move we adjourn.
Yep, there's nothing.
No decisions.
Updates
today.
Given on all these items. That's
yep,
all.
Yep, just updates, and that's it. So, with that, item number 5, any additional subject matters from the commissioners?
Just a heads up, Monday's workshop at the city county joint meeting, the CEDC group is making a proposal to have us provide a facilitator and reaffirm their existence and various things. I don't know. It'll be interesting. So.
Okay. Nothing else. We are adjourned at 10:08. Thank you.